You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
From lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach.
Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music,
topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
Wasn't very large. There was just enough room to cram the drums in the corner over by the Dodge. It was a 54 with a mashed up door and a cheesy little amp, with a sign on the front said Fender Champ and a second hand guitar. It was a Stratocaster with a whammy bar.
We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, his dad was sad. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we would play it all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong. All we did was bend the string like, hey, down in Joe's garage. We didn't have no dope or LSD, but a couple of quarts of beer would fix it so the intonation would not offend your ear. And the same old chords going over and over became a symphony. We could play it again and again and again, cause it sounded good to me. One more time. We could jam in Joe's garage. His mama was screaming, turn it down. We was playing the same old song in the afternoon, and sometimes we were playing all night long. It was all we knew and easy too, so we wouldn't get it wrong, even if you played it on the saxophone. We thought we was pretty good. We talked about keeping the band together, and we figured that we should, cause about this time we was getting the eye from the girls in the neighborhood. They'd all come over and dance around like, so we picked out a stupid name, had some cards printed up for a couple of bucks, and we was on our way to fame. Got matching suits and beetle boots and a sign on the back of the car, and we was ready to work in a go-go bar.
One, two, three, four, let's see if you've got some more.
People seemed to like our song. They got up and danced and made a lot of noise, and it wasn't for very long. A guy from a company we can't name said we ought to take his pen and sign on the line for a real good time, but he didn't tell us when. These good times would be something that was really happening. So the band broke up, and it looks like we will never play again.
Guess you only get one chance in life to play a song that goes like,
well, the years is rolling by. to play it just right. And if I am not wrong, you will soon be dancing to the light.
The Dickenbach Report was brought to you today by
Garage Rock. Put a big rock in your garage. You can paint it. You can name it. I call mine Sebastian, after the writer of the Welcome Back Kotter theme song. Garage Rocks are big rocks. We find them and we bring them to your garage. You can put them anywhere. You can sit on them or put other things on them like clothes or boxes. Who wants a rock in their garage? I did, so I got one. You might want one too. You might want two too. Sorry, only one garage rock to a customer. They're heavy. No, we don't know what kind of rock they are. They are garage rocks. They're for your garage, not your yard. Garage Rock. It loves you.
Afternoon. It's about 8 minutes past the noontime hour. This is the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM KXRY Portland, an afternoon news magazine normally hosted by famed news anchor Dick Dickenbach. He needed to go back and get something he left in his garage. I'm Gary. I'm keeping the mic warm for him until he gets back. Today is April 26th. It's the 116th day of the year. 249 days remain in 2026. We began the show today with Joe's Garage by Frank Zappa from the record of the same name. Under My Voice is Garage and Grace by Trio Subtonic from the 2012 PDX Pop Now compilation. April 26th is National Garage Day. That's what we're reporting on this afternoon. The Wikipedia tells us a garage is a covered structure built for the purpose of parking, storing, protecting, maintaining, and/or repairing vehicles. Specific applications include a residential garage, a building or part of a building for storing one or more vehicles. An automobile repair shop, also called a garage, where vehicles are serviced and repaired. A bus garage, a building or complex used for storage of buses when not in use. A filling station, an automotive service station where vehicles take on fuel or recharge. And a multi-story car park or parking garage, a building serving as a public parking facility. For most of us, when we think of a garage, we think about the residential one. Residential garage is typically a space for one or two cars, although three-car garages are used and kind of gross. When a garage is attached to a house, the garage typically has an entry door into the house called the person door or the man door, in contrast with a wider and taller door for vehicles called the garage door, which can be opened to permit entry of the vehicle and exit to, and then closed to secure the vehicle. The garage protects the vehicle from precipitation, and it is equipped, if it's equipped with a locking garage door, from theft and vandalism. Most garages also serve multi-function duty as workshops for various projects, including painting, woodworking, and assembly. They may also be used for other purposes as well, such as storage or entertainment, like this show. Some garages have an electrical mechanism to automatically open or close a garage door when the homeowner presses a button on a small remote control, along with a detector that stops the movement of the garage if something, like your dog, is in the way of its closing. Some garages have enough space, even with cars inside, for the storage of items such as bicycles or a lawnmower. In some cases, there may even be enough spaces for a workshop or a man cave. Garages that are attached to a house may be built with the same external materials and roofing as the house. Garages that are not connected to the home may use a different style of construction from the house. Often, in the southern and rural United States, garages are not attached to the home and made from timber frame with sheet metal coverings, and they're known as pole barns, usually serving the same purpose as what is called a garage elsewhere. In some places, the term is used synonymously with carport, although that term normally describes a structure that, while roofed, is not completely enclosed. The word garage was introduced to the English in 1902 and originates from the French word garer, meaning shelter, garer. By 1908, the architect Charles Harrison Townsend was commenting in the Builder magazine that, quote, "For the home of the car, we very largely use the French word garage, alternatively with what I think the more desirable English equivalent of motor house." Yeah, I'm glad that didn't win out. Today, the word is polysemic because it can refer to the collection of vehicles as well as the building that contains them. Got it? We got the garage down? We know what a garage is? We know why we celebrate them? That may take some reports to figure that out. You can text me today. The phone is still in fun drive mode. It gets transferred up to the office, and I'm not in the office, I'm in the booth. So you can text me today at 971-220-KXRY. That's 971-220-5979. And I'd like to tell you that we're in a garage right now, but we're not. First of all, the fumes would be bad. Second of all, I don't have the space in my garage for a whole radio station. Dick Dickenbach does, but as you know, he only lets certain people go to his house, not me. This is the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, x-ray.fm. I would like to go, if you'd let me, I'd like to go to Dick Dickenbach's house.
Driveway to a two-car garage, and one of the two cars will be gone. You can shed your tears forever, but the day I close the door, I hope every tear reminds you I don't love you anymore. You're gonna look out across the driveway to a two-car garage, and one of the two cars will be gone. Be all alone for breakfast at a table set for two. Some morning when the dew is on the lawn, 'cause you're gonna look out across the driveway to a two-car garage, and one of the two cars will be gone. You can walk the floor forever, but there's nothing you can do. When I close the door behind me, that means you and I are through. You're gonna look out across the driveway to a two-car garage, and one of the two cars will be gone.
Environ des belles années 1910, lorsque le monde découvrait l'automobile, une pauvre femme abandonnée avec ses fils par son mari qui s'était enfui à la ville dans une superbe Panhard et le Vassor qu'il conduisait en plein essor.
lui écrivait ses mots d'espoir en pensant que peut-être un soir il reviendrait tout comme avant. Au lieu de partir dans le vent, je t'attendrai à la porte du garage. Tu paraîtras dans ta superbe auto. Il fera nuit, mais avec l'éclairage, on pourra voir jusqu'au flanc du coteau. Nous partirons sur la route de Narbonne. Toute la nuit, le moteur frombrera et nous verrons les tours de Carcassonne se profiler à l'horizon de Barbera. Le lendemain, toutes ces randonnées nous conduiront peut-être à Montauban. Et pour finir cette belle journée, nous irons nous asseoir sur un banc. Quel programme on avait trouvé là? L'époux volage, hélas, ne revint pas si tôt. Escamoté par son nuage de poussière, courant partout, Nice, Paris, Paris-Bordeaux, sans se soucier de sa famille dans l'ornière. Il courut ainsi pendant plus de 40 ans, et puis un soir, tout repentant, il revint voir sa belle d'antan, qui avait appris à ses enfants ce refrain que les larmes aux yeux, il répétait aux deux bons vieux. C'est la minute d'émotion. Ah, quel bonheur à la porte du garage. Quand tu parus dans ta superbe auto, papa, il faisait nuit, mais avec l'éclairage, on pouvait voir jusqu'aux flammes du coteau. Demain, demain, sur la route de Narbonne, toute la nuit, le moteur vrombrira et nous verrons les tours de Carcassonne se profiler à l'horizon de Barbera. Pour terminer ce voyage de poète et pour fêter ce retour du passé, nous te suivrons tous deux à bicyclette, en freinant bien pour ne pas te dépasser, en freinant bien pour ne pas te dépasser, en freinant bien pour ne pas te dépasser. Papa.
When she with marks on her clothes, her folks asked her, where have you been? She say, I don't know. What have you been doing?
It's past midnight.
Where have you been?
Sick.
Went their endless barrage. How could she ever tell them she'd been to Jim's garage? Oh, in Jim's garage. And dirty, but that's just the mark of his honesty. And she loves him. Oh, she loves that Jim. Each night she dream only of him. She'd hear the rumble of engines being fixed by Jim. She'd dream he would stop his work just to hold her tight, and that garage was a palace for the rest of the night. Oh, in Jim's garage, in Jim's garage, she found a home, and in Jim's arms, and in Jim's arms, she was never alone, never alone. Oh, well, he made me greasy and dirty, but that's just the mark of his purity. And she loves him. Ah, she loves that Jim.
Carburetors, Jim can fix them. Tachometers, Jim can fix them. Broken hearts, Jim can fix them with custom work. You old grease monkey, you. Oh, just leave golf.
Support for X-Ray FM comes from Rum Club. Rum Club supports local radio and local drinking. Located at 720 Southeast Sandy Boulevard, Rum Club offers a selection of craft cocktails and rums. More information at rumclubpdx.com.
I'm carrying stuff to the curb. I don't know if you have heard. Posters up all around, great bargains abound. Come on down to our garage sale. Our garage sale. All the junk is neatly displayed outside for you. Our garage sale. Find yourself a treasure for just a buck. Dad recommends these old skis, up for grabs on account of his bad knees. Sandwich maker's a steal, the tennis racket's a deal. Come on down to our garage sale. Ma scoured each room in the house. She found a great puce-colored blouse, some gilded picture frames, and a bunch of board games. Come on down to our garage sale. Our garage sale. All the junk is neatly displayed outside for you. Our garage sale. Find yourself a treasure for just a buck. Found her own softball mitt and a chair if you need a good sit. It's like Antiques Roadshow when everything you must go. Come on down to a garage sale. Nothing little brother owns is available for sale alone. Oh, his stance is so tough, no one gets all his stuff. He doesn't like this here garage sale.
Oh, honey, don't you have anything for the sale?
No.
What about the teddy bear?
You
don't use it.
No.
Our garage sale. You can see what we've hoarded and boarded out. Our garage sale. You can leave with the silver collect.
Don't want to overthink stuff. That's the problem. I overthink stuff. My wife says I underthink things. There's proof of that. You ever walk into a garage sale and realize it's not a garage sale at all? It's just a dude sitting in his garage reading the paper. That happened to me in real life, and I didn't catch on right away. That was the problem. The guy goes, "Can I help you?" He's like, "Nah, I'm just looking. I'm just gonna look around. Gonna check out your personal stuff for no reason at all. That's how I roll." That was a garage sale in my head for a full minute. That is a long minute for the other guy. What did he even think I was doing? Like it was the most uncommitted home invasion ever? Like I just wandered in. I'm actually gonna browse, see if your stuff's worth going to prison. Have a seat. And then I did not rob him. How disappointing for him. How embarrassed would you be if people showed up to rob you and then just passed on your stuff? I'm definitely not going to jail over this garbage.
Hey,
Saturday, I was driving in my car. I saw the sign on a telephone pole. It wasn't very far. I turned right at the corner. I parked along the curb. There he was, just a standing there. I couldn't speak a word. It was Dwight Twilley's garage sale. This really happened to me. Beetle buttons and 8-tracks, Monster magazines, Dark Shadows collector cards, Elvis Presley too, the sheet music to wipe out. I'll surf away my blues. I'd take it home and I would write a hit song. Say adios to the bars.
Segue, guys. Breaking news. At nearly 12:30 in the afternoon on April 26th, which is National Garage Day, you're discovering That's Our Focus on the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY, Portland. I'm Gary. I'm sitting in for Dick Dickenbach, who's trying to change his garage door code for when he's on vacation, but he's having a little trouble. I hope he figures out before the end of the show. These are the music reports about garages, as well as the music over which... Oh, I always say that myself. I'll do that in a second. That was Red Dirt Rangers, Dwight Twilley's Garage Sale. I would have gone to that one, from Staring Down the Sun. Before that, comedian Colin Moulton talked about garage sales from his record Colin Cleans Up Whale.
Well.
We heard Recess Monkey, Garage Sale from Wired. I Brute Force talked about in Jim's Garage from Confections of Love. We heard Charles Trenet, A la Porte du Garage, at the garage door, from The Extraordinary Garden, the very best of Charles Trenet. And we started off with Dick Thomas and his Nashville Ramblers two-car garage from a collection called Country, Ragtime, Rockin' Hillbilly, and Cowboy Music. That is music all by Dick Thomas. Under my voice is Mattia Trini, Garage, from the record The Esclamativa, Session 1. One thing you might encounter on National Garage Day, although I've been told it's not National Garage Sale Day, but it is a garage sale. What is that? Here's what the Wikipedia tells us. A garage sale is an informal event for the sale of used goods by private individuals in which sellers are not required to obtain business licenses or collect sales tax, though in some jurisdictions a permit may be required. Typically, the goods in a garage sale are unwanted items from the household, with its owners conducting the sale. The conditions of the goods vary, but they're typically usable. Citation needed. Some of these items are offered for sale because the owner does not want or need the item to minimize their possessions or to raise funds. Popular motivations for a garage sale are for spring cleaning, preparing to move home, or earning extra money. The seller's items are displayed so that passersby or those responding to signs, flyers, classified ads, and newspaper ads can find them. In some cases, local television stations broadcast a sale on a local public channel. The venue at which the sale is conducted is typically a garage. Other sales are conducted at a driveway, carport, front yard, or inside the house. Some vendors known as squatters will set up at a high traffic area rather than on their own property. Items typically sold at garage sales include old clothing, books, toys, household decorations, lawn and garden tools, sports equipment, and board games. Larger items like furniture and occasionally home appliances are also sold. Garage sales occur most frequently in rural and suburban areas on weekends and good weather conditions, and usually have a designated hour to the sale. Buyers who arrive before the hours of the sale to review the items are known as early birds and are often professional restorers or resellers. Some sales also attract people who are searching for bargains or for rare and unusual items. Bargaining, also known as haggling, on prices is routine, and items may or may not have price labels affixed. Some people buy goods from these sales to restore them for resale. Depending on the country or the region, they may also be known as yard sale, tag sale, moving sale, many other names. Some less common names, why not? Attic sale, basement sale, rummage sale, thrift sale, patio sale, lawn sale, and jumble sale. Garage sales may resemble, but are not quite like estate sales, which are sales or auctions to dispose of a substantial portion of the materials owned by a person who is recently deceased or must dispose of their personal property to facilitate a move. Now, one thing we may not have mentioned, and we do have time for this, yes, is a genre of music called garage rock. It was a, and still is, a raw and energetic style of rock music, mainly successful in the mid-1960s, most commonly in the U.S. and Canada, and it's experienced a series of subsequent revivals. There's always a garage rock band out there. There's always garage rock, and sometimes they just don't, you know, percolate to the mainstream. So saying they've experienced revivals means they've experienced revivals that the corporate world has paid attention to. There are garage rock's happening all the time. Now, its name derives from the perception that the groups were often made up of young amateurs who rehearsed in the family garage, although some were professional. You can text me if you would like up here at 971-220-KXRY. That's 971-220-5979. I think that we're going to go off to garage land now. Weren't we already there? Okay. On the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM.
I've got is freely. I've got Peter Chris waiting there for me. Yes, I do. I do. In the garage, I feel safe. No one cares about my ways. In the garage where I belong, no one hears me sing this song. In the garage, I got electric guitar.
Support for X-Ray comes from Stapled Spine Horror Fanzine, a physical paper, toner, and staple zine dedicated to horror films, books, comics, bands, and events. Available at comic book stores all over the Portland metro and online at stapledspine.com.
We'll be right back.
back to a place we knew, though it was long ago.
Tragedy which rendered him numb to cope with the grief and the hurt and the loss. He exited Creef, Perth and Kinross, and I'm sure I could cure him tomorrow by suggesting he broker a truce between his mind of constant sorrow and his garage in constant use.
This just in. It's about 10 minutes until the 1 o'clock hour. That means we have just 10 minutes left in the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. My name is Gary. Today is National Garage Day. These are the music reports about garages. We just heard that was Half Man, Half Biscuit. Man of constant sorrow with a garage in constant use. And I don't think that because they pronounce it garage, I'm supposed to do that, so I'm not going to do that. That comes from the record, which is the most amazing title. No one cares about your creative hub, so get your frickin' hedge cut. Before that, the hit parade with Kath Carroll, Garage and Drift from Cornish Pop Songs. We heard the Pearly Gatecrashers, My Friend's Garage from Pop Suey. Weezer sang in the garage from their first record. I don't know if it's the first record, the blue album called Weezer, right? Let's switch whatever that was. The Dirt Bomb sang Stuck in the Garage from Dangerous Magical Noise, and we begin with the Clash, Garage Land. Not Garage Land, Garage Land from The Clash. Under my voice is Pio Alfonsi, Picnic in the Garage. I don't know. It's a little messy in there. I don't think we should have a picnic in there. That's from Ithaca. Thank you for tuning in. Dick Dickenbach sends regrets. He's not here. He wants to thank you, though, for helping out X-Ray during our spring fun drive. We made our goal because you are hungry for the news. Thank you. He'll definitely be here next week to report the news that you're so hungry for and hungry of and hungry. I guess I'm hungry. What I'm trying to say is right now I need to go get something to eat because I'm hungry. The show's on every Sunday at noon. Previous reports are available at xray.fm. You can keep up with the final music reports we play on the playlist on that site. It's in the top menu bar. For Dick Dickenbach, the staff and crew of the report, I'm Gary. I guess it's time to put this show in a box in the garage. Maybe at some point we can go and look and see what's, see if we can look it up again. Chances are we'll leave it behind when we move. It looks like it's gonna be a beautiful day out there. Have fun. Memories of fools who didn't dream. Make
better.